time I said that this divorce has to be explained on the basis of consequent necessity. Now, when we are looking at the necessity of the heart of the conversation here, like Shabbos is a special aloha of the last Mashiach. So certain things that God and Kula not even consider necessity, but by Shabbos they are considered necessity. But there is aloha shiach about the heart of the necessity. In Kula now, I'm to wait here, I'm chewing with Chubes, Chubes. So he establishes a big finish. He says that by Shabbos, so necessity, is that koi of the Maisaveh. But by Shori Suri, so it's not Afkoy of Maisaveh, it's only two of half. But the Maisaveh is it. So let's say if one Jew sees that another Jew doesn't in Lochem Shabbos, there is Misasei, so he doesn't have to be Mafkos. Because the one who is the Jew, there is Misaskos, so he's not in Maisaveh. Let's say if I see someone is carrying something in his pocket. But the person who is carrying something in his pocket is not aware of the fact that he's carrying something. He doesn't know. He has a bunch of things in his pocket, but he doesn't know about it. I don't have to tell him, yeah, you have something in your pocket, because it's not my saber, my service as well. Mashenke, if I'll see that someone is misasi in an avere, yeah, other avere, so I do have to be mafushi, because it's only two of chatos, but my saber, and the raya. The eye of Rantilegar is from the Lord of the Quiet in the Big Shahabir. So he has to be Mafkish. And many of the Shaykhs say that even if the other fellow who is wearing the baggage of Quiet is not aware that it's Quiet, so he's still the observer has to be Mafkish. But he's Misasik. He's Misasik. And so he is Misasik because the Kula is no Afkoyat by Savere. So two of Hato. So Quiet, so. So, as far as being mafkish, another person, so family mafkish, it doesn't make any difference whether he's a chiyuv chatos or not, and by crying there is no chiyuv chatos altogether. It is a maisaveh. Then, Rabbi Kiveya says, maybe it's not a strong raya from crying. Maybe it's not a strong raya. Because we say, hamisasik b'chol b'varan is chayim, and crying is on the chayim, if it's not the chamoyeh now. So, Mechik Sus is Mechum Kidaka. Why? Will you watch with the Ham, the Ham, the Ham, the Ham, will be Shom Kia, Shom Kia? And the Gemara says in Gomes that the Yisrael of Klai is only with the Hanoye. After all, on the base and on the top, in other words, why do we have to, why does the Torah have to mention the Yisrael of Klai, Likabe Kibarishe, and Likabe, and Likabe Taloi, who beg it to lie in Shabbos or Yalohel, and we see the Shabbos. Why mention both? So you must say, Srich, the Yikot of Rachmon of Yalohelecho, have a mitzvah called the Rachalo Yosef, Rach Ota Rachmon, Vafiru, Michet Sus, because of Rachmon, we see the Shabbos, do me a good appreciate, the Yisrael of Klai. So in other words, so only in the Vishay that is Hanoi. So flying, the Yisrael of flying is Tolu in Hanoi. Now, the Gemara says, Hamisasik the Chom Varayas is Chayev, Shechineh. So maybe crying was also, which also involves Hanoi. So maybe he's Chayev, even though he's Misasik. That's why Hamiti crying with the Bishop Havirah. It's all Klaf Kishin. So it's maybe Misasik is Afkoya Memaisaveh. But the reason as to why one has to be Mafri is the other fellow, even though the other fellow is a Misasik, because maybe by crying, so it's like, maybe crying is like Chobu Barayas, that Misasik is Chayyab. That Misasik is Chayyab. So it's not a Hayyab Chayyab. But still, Kamkiregia is disposed to assume that Klein is not like Chlovi Varayas. Now, the Deen of Misase should apply. And still we see that it's Mechuyi to be Mafrish. So it's a Raya that Misase in Kovatere Kule is only Pto of Hatus. So it has no no bearing of inquiring altogether. By inquiring, there is no hatus anyway. Now, so we said last time that this riot of Argyria could only be a riot, it is a riot, according to Tesis, that the aloha of Misasi, the Kovatere Kule, has reference to the case of Kosovo Shehu Shumen Vinimso Shehu Chere. So that means that it turned out that he was mishaving to that Maizisa, except that he didn't know the identity of the Hakire, but he was mishaving to that Hakire. So by Chlovin Vakasov, by Chlovin is higher because Shechenel, but otherwise it would be Misasa. So in other words, so let's say by Shchutechut, if someone thinks that a certain behavior is a behemoth chut, and he shechts it the chut, and then it turns out that it's not chut, it's kochi. So he's potter or become. So I'm doing a chiddush is that by severity. Now, so according to Teitzves, according to Teitzves Pshat in Misasei, in the Gzeres HaKosov, Asher Yechto, Pshat in Misasei, Kam Zvein Asraye, is a good Raye. Because since the Torah tells us that even in the case of Kosovo Sheuhu, Chu, Vinim Tzoshu Koch, so is what are we called? There, we couldn't say that it's no Maizavir, that's a regular Sheik. Masherin came according to Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi's Pshat and the Rambam's Pshat, that Aloha of Misasik means Nishavei Lechel Chaticho Shel Shumen V'nishvito Yodei V'holcho V'ochal V'ochal Chaticho Shel Chelet. So he didn't do the act that he was Nishavei. He did another act. So by Chlovim it's Chalv anyway. But let's say by Kochechutz, let's say there are two names. One name was a famous chuk, and another name was a famous koch. And then he was mishabim to share the chutz, the famous chuk, the behemoth that really is a famous chuk. And then somebody manipulated that it should be nishki to your day, the whole chuk, al behemoth koch, and he was sheikhani, the famous koch. So he didn't do the act that he was mishabim to do. So he's potter of the call. So by Chlovim Varayis is chayav, but by Kochichutz he is potter. So in such a case, it's mistaber that it's afkoyev the Maizavir Oger. It's afkoyev the Maizavir Oger. Now, so I said last time that we can say that even according to things that the Pshat in Misasek, in the Gzeres HaKosov, Asher Yechto Prat in Misasek, is Kesovo. Kosovo Shehu Chum, Vinim Tzoshu Kochim. So of course that is only, that is a Kosovo, it only implies that he's potter of Kol, but in my Zavir it is. But Tzvis can agree with Rashi that in the case where he was Mishavei, Lishret, Behemas Chum, Nishmit Yode, Vishoha, Behemas Kochim, then it's afkoy of my zavere, but in such a case we don't even have to resort to a posik. Then mitzvah asvore is not my zavere. Just as misasik in mitzvah, even according to Mandoma, that mitzvah says chilas kavanah, but if it's misasik, so it's no my zavere. So in the same way, I mean, with Aravimye, if let's say he was not mischaving to the maise hoyitzer, he was mischaving to the maise heter, but mitzvah. And we did the Maisi Yisera, so it's not the Maisa Veira. We don't even have to resort to the Zeres HaKosov. So too, we, according to Teitzvah, so we have the Zeres HaKosov, that even Nishave, Kosovo, Sheuchu, Vinimso, Shu, Vinaskochi, Vishoha. So he's also part of the Hatos. That's because of his special Zeres HaKosov, and that's only the Torah of Hatos. But it's not after the Maisa Veira, but in the case of Mishavei Lishchei Bein Aschum and Mishvi Teyodei Mishocha Bein Aschotchi, then we don't even have to resort to Exer Zakosov. Then, without Exer Zakosov, it's not a Maizaveir. With Rasvor, it's not a Maizaveir. So, Mimele, we can explain the whole Sugi, Efshel Loikum Echam, to Lishemes, according to the second motion, and we pass by the second motion. So, but in the case, the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is only in the case of efshar v'lo yikom mechaven, but lo efshar v'lo yikom mechaven. So, Rav Yehuda is making that the Torah Shem is chaven is muta. Now, how can that be explained? What difference does it mean, efshar, lo efshar? And lo efshar doesn't mean lo efshar mamish. Lo efshar, all Shem point out, without any exception, that it means that there is a kirch and seiret, a haki. So, it's not mamish lo efshar. So what kind of a heter is it? In the Raisa, what kind of a heter is it in the Raisa? What kind of a heter is it in the Raisa? Efshar lo yafshar. So lo yafshar, what kind of a heter is it? The answer is there is a mochel if he's misasik. I mean the way Rashi explains misasik in the Rambam. So that's half koyim my samir. And even Tesis, who explains misasik, not in the same way of mischavim. L'echel chticho shal heter v'nishmite yodeh nischavim l'asins chticho shal heter and nishmite yodeh v'yoso chticho shal nishalisa. So by chol v'arayas he is chayev, but otherwise he is potter. So in such a case he takes us would be made that he is itzavkoy el maisavere, because since he was nischavim to do any maise of isa, it's not a maisavere. But Teisa Shita is that there is a special Kosovo, that even where he was mischaving to do a Dova in Maisalisa, but he thought that it's Heter, he was mistaken as to the identity of the Chicha. So it's also Potter of Kong. So that Kosovo is only Potter of Kong. But where his Mamish Misasik was not mischaving to do any Maisa. So then, even Teisa will be made that it's not a Maisalisa. So we can say that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, they both hold that the din of Dovah Shem Mischaven is based upon the concept of Misachik. But Rav Shimon holds when someone in Russia is a chayfif who will fast pay. So even though he knows that by straightening out his hair with his hand, he might tear out hair. So it's muta, because since it's not a psikreishe, so he's a misasik. And Rav Yehuda agrees that if it's a misasik, so it's no maisavere. But Rav Yehuda holds, this is not in mischaving, this the alpidin, it can be considered mischaving. According to Rav Shimon, so chivre from fast pace, is a mischaving. According to Rav Yehuda, chivre from fast pace is considered mischaving because he knows that he might tear out it. But in a case, and because of that, so according to Rav Yehuda, in every case, according to Second Moshe, in every case of in mischaving words, efshar lo yikom mechaven. So he's considered mischaving. Let's say he has two roots. One root, there is fragrance of Havetzor. The other street, there is no fragrance. And he goes on the street where there is fragrance, and he enjoys the fragrance of Avodah Zarah. So according to Rav Yehuda, he is considered mischaving. After all, he has an opportunity without the hardship to go on the other street where there is no fragrance. And he goes on the street where there is fragrance, so, and he enjoys Avodah Zarah. So Mimele is considered mischaving according to Rav Yehuda. He is not misasik. According to Rav Shimon, so it's considered a mischaven. So it is mischaven. But both Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon agree with it, that where is mamishin in mischaven, where there is no element of kavone, mamishin in mischaven, so, and the aveira is only coincidental. There is no, here it doesn't intend the aveira, the maise which is an isa. So then, that they are not coincidental. So it's not a maisavere. But Rav Yehuda holds by Dovah Shem Mischaven Chol Chivre Fast Days, walking on Blessed Shabbos. So he is mischaven according to Rav Yehuda. He knows that he might tear out grass. He might pluck out grass. Or he knows that when with his hand he straightens out his hair. He knows he might tear out hair. So Mimele is considered mischaven. And Rav Shimon holds, no, it's a mischaven. But so the second question the Gemara says that in the case of lo yafshar, the word comes having since it's lo yafshar, no other way is possible except through a great hardship. So maybe you can do that. He's made that he's not considered mishaven. If he's not considered mishaven, so maybe it's misasik, and misasik is not koyer to my sabe. So according to Rashi the Rambam, it is very different. But we can say it even according to Tesis. But then according to Tesis, we have to say that there are two kinds of misasik. There is one misasik, which is only a two of hatos, and that is not that kosovo shel. Kosovo shehuchu v'nimtzoshu kochit. So it's only a pture of korban. And there is another misasik where he's not mishaven at all to any mice. So in such a case, it's achkoyom maisavir and you've recorded it. Now, there is a raya from this Gemara, but it's no raya according to one of the Rishayim in the Yamsah. Now, Gemara mentions that for more than dollars at the end, Toshma, Yichniso l'Ravko v'dosho, Sheo, Yishin Shetimit l'tide ish psu, V'oched u yev shea v'ko mechave v'ko tonet psu. So it's a kashe against God. So Bishlein a korta v'ye, Bishlein a korta v'ye, so it's not kosher, because we can apply it on the review. And the v'ye says that according to the review, so lo yefsheh, so even kol mechavein is mutar. So that's why. So it's a kashe against the bayan. Vochel lo yefsheh v'kol mechavein chaton psula. So it's a kashe against the bayan. So Bishlon according to Rove, we understand. So according to Rove, so this accords with Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. And the reason is why Bishul Shekin Mikri Kidesh is Psulo is because we have shall become a Chavim is awesome. If one with Rav Yehuda, Mashiach Kid according to Abaye, so what's it? So a little bit of Yehuda, it should not be Psulo. And this is according to everybody. So the kashi is, what kind of irredeemable is it? That when the chave, when the rove says, when Abaye says, that lo yefshar mikom echavein is muter, so that's halachin yisur. Here we are dealing with yisurim. Here we are dealing with the psur, by a baruch or by paradume. Don't make any difference. So there is a kosu that only asha lo yolehoi, but, so in other words, if it was nishtamish with the paradume or with the varufe, Rashem twice the varufe, Tetsa says that it has reference to paradume. It doesn't make any difference. The same alone. So here it's not a question of isur, isa heter, whether you're allowed or not allowed. There is no isa to do meloche with the paradume. There is no isa to do meloche with an eglahufe. The loche is, even loche was done with the paradume, with the eglahufe, so it's possible. But it's not a question of isa, of heter or isa. So what kind of redemption is there between our gemore, the machlik is a bayan and rove, a little bit of you. So Abaye says that in Yisur, in Yisur, in Yisur, in Shemateo, if it's lo yefshe, so then it's mutar even if it's komechave, and here we see that by Baruch, by Paradume, if, let's say, that he was not mishaven, it's lo yefshe, he had to bring her into the state, in order that the mother of the paradume or of the garufe should nurse the garufe of the paradume. So, and since he had to bring her into the stable anyway, because of delay, so he already injected another kabod, tibich. Let the garufe, let the paradume thresholds. So called tabaye, so it should be possible. And here it's mentioned that it is possible. So what can, why shouldn't it be possible for it to here there is exactly a cause of Asher Yubadlo. And it is Ubadlo. It's fresh. So it is Ubadlo. What connection is there between the machlekes, between Abai and Robert, in connection with the Suri, and this. Now, so if we say that the halacha of Loyev Shell becoming Lukam Haven Mutel, becoming Haven Mutel according to Abai Alexander, that it's all based upon the concept of Misasik. So what does Misasik mean? Misasik means that if he had no Kavone at all, so it's not his mindset. It's not attributed to him. So it's not attributed to him. Now, So the maxim assumes that since it says Vichnito Rivko, Vilrafko, Vidoshoksheo, and Vishushetina, Vidoshipsuo, so why isn't the Reishe, is it kosher? And if the same thing is possible. After all, the same thing happened to the day, to the ground. In the Reishen, the same thing. So, a Milocha was done, in the Milocha, in the Reishen, he had no Kabon at all. No Kabon at all. Some Mele, and the Machin assume that here there is a Tzirasakosu, that it has to be the Milocha, that is done in the Eglaruche, which passes the Eglaruche. So when does it pass? When does Milocha, the Passel Eglaruche, if he was Avidon? But if it's never going to melee, if no melocha was done by the gavre in the glagufe, then it doesn't pass. So melee in the case of the chutzal rafko vidosho, so everything was done in melee. He had no kavone at all. That some threshing by the glagufe should be done. So the mele is not miyuches to him. So it's upad bo the mele, not by him. It's not over there. Masha'im kiyam the case of Shluchet Tinah Tinah. So he had kabone. Not only Tinah, but also Tinah. So then the meloche is attributed to the Bible. So in other words, it's not that meloche was not his mele in the regular way, but he did meloche. He did Meloche, he was a Yisrael Meloche in the Eglaruche, so the Meloche that passes. But the Konta Abaye, even in the case of Loyevshia, even if he's from the Chavim, he's considered Misasek. And what does it mean if it's Misasek? If it's Misasek, so the Pule is not Misyacheses to him. So it's not his Meloche. In other words, so it's not his Maise. It's not his Maise. So then we can understand the application of Egla Rufe to the Machlekes between Abai and Rabbi. But if we say it's just a special halacha that Loyev Sheah become Mechavim, so it's Muter comes Abai. So it's a halacha in Nisurim that it's Muter. What value does it have to Egla Rufe? But if we explain it on the basis of Misasik, and the pshat of Misasik is that it's not his mind. It's not his mind. Now, we had in Chum yesterday, but there is a dinyan. Now, in connection with the machleket between Rav and Kadechan, as to whether Tvila Lechum requires Kavone. So Rav says that Lechum, so it doesn't require Kavone. Neither Shenen, so we talk about Mutaras Abaye, Mutaras Abaye. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Neither Shenen, so we talk about Mutaras Abaye. So I'll leave it to Rav Nosson, who says that Shechite doesn't require Kavone. So she's not from Nagesh. But I believe it, that Rabbanon of Hanos, who say that Shechita does require Kavone, but it doesn't require Kavone of Shechita. It only requires Kavone of Tevas Emoni. So the Din of Ra, of Nidu Shel Tovlo, Shel Em Sof, Itovlo, the Teres Levaylo, can be applied to the case where she nichlis on the hockey, where she was mechavim to do a certain act, but she wasn't mechavim to betake herself, just to go into the river to wash herself a little bit, wash off a little bit, and then she turned completely and she was immersed completely in the mikveh. So, but if she was walking on the bridge and then the boards of the bridge collapsed and she fell into the mikveh, into the law, so it's not a good tefillah, the basis. So what connection is there between the machlekes, Rav Nosson and Rabbonon, that the what bearing does it have on tefillah? The answer is according to the Rabbonon, or of Rav Nosson, who say that without kavanah of tichas emunim, so the shchita is no good. So it's not that Rabbonon of Rav Nosson require kavanah as an additional prerequisite. No, there is no din of kavone by shchitas chum, because there is exeras hakosuv by kochim that misasei is possible, that it has to have kavone. So that's a gilu that chum doesn't require kavone. But if there is no kavone at all, not even kavone of tichas emunim, so then it's not his by the shchite, then it's misbechom olel. So then the pulling, there is no kavone altogether. So then the pulling is not misyacheses to it. So the same way Gabu Tvile. So true Rav says Chum doesn't require kavone. So Chum doesn't require Chum Tvile doesn't require kavone as an additional thing, as an additional prerequisite, as an additional element. But according to Rabbono of Rav Nosson, so just a shchite without even kavone of tichas emunim is not good. Why isn't it good? Because then if he was not mischavei at all, so then it's not his maize shchite. It's not Masha Ato Zeveyach, but it's Mizbechom Aleo. When can it be considered as Masha Shchite? If there is a certain type of Kavone. So then it's his act, but if there is no Kavone, it's not his Maise. It's not Misyacheses, the Pule is not Misyacheses to him, if there is no Kavone by the Kavone. So we can feel it too. If she was walking, the Nidah was walking on the bridge, and then the bridge collapsed and she fell into the north and she was immersed in the mikveh, so then it's not her maize tefillah, it's Nidah Olel, and she has to do the maize tefillah. And but according to Rav Nosson, that by shchita it's good even without kavanah of tichas emunim, so by tefillah it's also his maize tefillah. So we see that concept, that where there is no kavanah, so then the maize is not his maize. That's the difference between loyer shiur kol mechaved in connection with Missouri and the gris kol mechaved al mashetim pekinesh. So it's also loyer shiur become mechaved. So here we say psula. So that means that it is mice, because the machshir assumes that the pshat in nashalim upat is that when does melacha pass off? When does Meloche pass with the Glahufe? Only when the Gavre does the Meloche with the Glahufe. Not if the Meloche is nothing in the Glahufe, in the Glahufe on the Yatsi. So you see that the Mashekinik is the age, it's considered that the Gavre is the Meloche, that it's Misyachet to him. So if it's Misyachet to him, it's not Misyachet. So it should be Maisavere. The only reason is why Misase, a real Misase, is Mutea, is no Maisavere, is because it's nothing with Maisavere. It's not Misiaste. Alright. Now, we left off in the Gemara, and I'll go from that. Omer Abai, you know how many of you can get all of our Jechen and Zach, Shor Yeshin, the Tzile Shalich, So go off and do an F-shell on the Chavim shop. So in other words, so the more assumes that the Vichem and Zakai was in the Chavim to be Nene from the Shein of the Eichem. That means, how does the more know the Vichem and Zakai
was not having to have an OE because inflation in the price of all of them is high. So inflation is deteriorating. Why does it say so? Inflation is deteriorating. So that mashma that he did it in order to be there, I mean that the mamish was mishap. Otherwise, the price should say Yeshiv Yitzhak Shalecha. But Yeshiv Yitzhak, why Yitzhak Shalecha? Yitzhak Shalecha, so that means, that implies that he was mishaving to be there. So Vishlein Shabaye mentions this Raye, that Loyev shall become Mechave, Loyev shall become Mechave, so he's Mutter. But Abaye, even Abaye, says it only I'll leave the rabbi, I'll leave the rabbi in Sosha. So we have to say that the Pshat is more in Yitzhak. In other words, if we say like Abaye, yes, then we can say that Rabbi Yechad ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yus. It's a machlek tanoi. So, and in the Chadam, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't do it. But Rabbi Yechad ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yus. But according to Rabbi, so even according to Rabbi Yus, so lo yafshel kom mechaben izosya. So how did Rabbi Yechad ben Zakkai do that? I mean, he said, in shade of the Heichal, and he was mischaving to have annoyed from the shade. So the more in the terror, the more in the Yepshah of Mechavim, the short. The Hove Omar, Shem Heichal, Du Seichelos. So Rashi says, Du Seichelos, so he shomeh the Hanos. So look at Hanos. Shomeh the Hanos is not also in the right. So, but most of the Shem say, the Shomeh the Hanos is also in the Rabbanon, Chol HaPochel, the Mordechai, mentioned the Rabbi Yaim Sochim, that Shalik the Hanosom is Mutari Midrabon. But most Rishayim say that the whole Apoche is Midrabon and Mitzosim. So what kind of Midrash is it? So the Mir mentions that since it's only Shalik the Hanosom is only Osam Midrabon, so Mele, by Kiddush, the Chachonim didn't ask her. Or because it's a Rabbi, we know that the Rabbi should be able to hear the Toshim of Rabbi Yechad ben Zakkai. So Mele, there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. Either the Paikedesh there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. Or because of the Terechavit there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. Anyway, there is no Yisrael Haizah. Because the Shalokhi the Rabbanon. This is how Rashi explains. But the Rach, from the Rach it's much more something else. The Rach says, Shad Oso, Vidoche Oso, Shad Oso, Veichal Zichri Oso, Veidushe Vitzel. So it's not based upon the Shalik Derech HaNosom. In other words, you're not allowed to be Ne'eneh from Hedish. Now, he wasn't sitting in the edifice, in the structure of the Echo. He was sitting outside of the structure of the Echo. But the Hechel, the structure, the edifice of the Hechel, shed a tail even chutz of its own being. But he wasn't sitting in the Heichal, of course he wasn't sitting in the Heichal, I mean, they're not allowed. I mean, even a Kayan is not allowed to enter the Heichal. So he was sitting far away from the Heichal. But the Heichal, the structure, the binyan of the Heichal, shed its tail far beyond the limits of its binyan. So the Mele, if one year he enjoyed the shade that emanated from the binyan of the Eichel, but there is no Gdusha. This is an intangible thing. I mean, if, because when is one either the Yisrael of Nenem in a Hekdesh, if the Anoye, if it derives the Anoye from the Hekdesh itself, but the shade that emanates from the binyan of the Eichel, which exists beyond the binyan of the Eichal, so there is no Gdusha in that shape. There is no Gdusha of Hekdesh. So we may have a Gdusha Mitzilek. The Gdusha of Hekdesh does not affect the shade of the Eichal that is far beyond the limits of the binyan of the Eichal. So it's not a question of Shaliki Derech HaNosom, but he's not the Nemen HaHekdesh. See, so there is a fundamental difference between the Pshat given by Rashi and the Pshat given by the Rav. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Ha'ehal, Jevi Meyo Amos. וציווי, היו יכולים לרוח את מי, ברחיב של לפני הר הבית. ומתייך שהחלקו דירויו, ומרזיק מיודו מהר הבית, הוא יודע לישום לפני החמו, שאינו לכו בסמת לשמרזיק. If Rashi did not have these two words, if they are hammer, then Rashi would be difficult. Rashi would be very difficult. I mean, this is how everyone would explain the Gemara, if not for the two words in Rashi, they are hammer. So I mean, if not for the two words of Rashi, they are hammer. So Louis would say that the reason is why Rabeichen, Abai, inferred from this price of Rabeichen and Zakat, Shoyeshen, Vitzibu, Shoyechal, that lo yefsheh v'kamechavim is muter is because now they were probably thousands and thousands of people who had to hear Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai's drosh, and there was no bisamet resh in Yerushalayim that could accommodate the thousands of people that had to hear Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai's drosh, and even the streets of Yerushalayim. So no one street, no street other than the vicinity of the Heichal was large enough to accommodate the thousands of people that had to hear the drosha of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. So really, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai had no other opportunity to give his drosha except in the Rechim near the Heichal. How about the other streets of Yerushalayim? So the other streets of Yerushalayim were relatively narrow, and they couldn't accommodate this audience that had to hear the drosha of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. So mainly it was the case of Voyage. So he had to sit there, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, had to sit there and darshan there. Shade of ocean, let's say that the sun was burning hot near the Heichal, he still would have delivered his drosha over there, because there was no other place that could accommodate such an audience. The Beis Medrash certainly not. And even the other streets in Yerushalayim, they too were too small to accommodate such an audience. But near the Heichal, so it was broad enough, wide enough. The Rechid near the Heichal was broad enough to accommodate thousands of people. As a matter of fact, now, I mean, today. So near the Kotel, so it's wider, it's the widest place in Yerushalayim. There is no other place in Yerushalayim that can accommodate such a big audience as near the Kotel. So that was the case in connection with Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai needed a lot of space, and that was the only space available. So even if the sun had been burning hot in that place, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai still would have delivered the drosha over there in no other spot. There was no other spot available. But the fact was that in that spot, which was the only available spot, and it was Goyer Sher, that spot happened to be a very pleasant spot because of the shade that emanated from the beginning of the day. So Meile, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai decided, I have to sit here and darshan anyway. Even if the sun had been burned, I still would have to darshan here. So Meile, and I'm not doing this act in order to enjoy myself, but I'm doing it in order to darshan, to deliver the drosha. So Meile, I might as well have a goya from the sheep. So it's Raya, and the Raya that Rabbi mentions. But Rashi thought, all would be fine, except that Rashi injected in these two words. So he says, why did he choose to deliver his drosha dafke near the Heichal with the Achamo? Because many other streets, the sun was burning hot. There was no shade. And that was the only mocking where the sun was not burning. Was not burning hot. So he said, But Rashi says, points out, why didn't he deliver the drosha in Samaria? Certainly there was no sun. The answer is, the space in the Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim was too small, couldn't accommodate. But there was available space in the other streets of Yerushalayim. But that he didn't want, because the sun was burning hot in the other street. So he decided to deliver the drosha in the spot near the Heichal. There, the sun was not burning. The sun was not burning. So that's not the meaning of Loyev Shah becoming Chabin. Loyev Shah becoming Chabin means what he's doing anyway. For another reason. But since he has to do it anyway, so he decided to have Kabbalah. But here, he could have delivered the Drosha in another street in Yerushalayim, it's much more nice. But with the Achamo, he didn't deliver the Drosha in any other street, but just near the Heichal. So that's doing the Maise Bikavone, that choosing a certain spot, Bikavone, in order to have Anoye. In order to have Anoye. Well, that's it. You may call it a Vayitzos. That's Mamesh doing an Aveira Bikavone, a Maise Nisa Bikavone. Oh, but if not for the drosha, so then if he didn't have to deliver a drosha altogether, or suppose he would have to deliver a drosha just for a handful of people, not for thousands of people, so then he could have stayed in this way. But the reason is why he delivered the drosha dark in this street, not in any other street in Yerushalayim that was available for him, is because he wanted to be there. He wanted to be Ne'eme from the tail of the Heichal. That's not Lo Yefshia. That's not Lo Yefshia. That's Efshia Mikomecham. Not Lo Yefshia Mikomecham. That's Efshia Mikomecham. Efshia Mikomecham, certainly, I mean, he's also according to everybody. So how can this Rashi be explained? So if not for these two words, Me'achamo, so then there wouldn't be anything. Now, it might be a chiddush, but if we say that this is not unreasonable, it's even mistaken, but I mean, I have no rights for it, except the kashi with this morning and trash. That's the only right. Otherwise, there is a nisa to be ne'eme from hekdesh. There is a nisa to be ne'eme from hekdesh. So the nisa to be ne'eme from hekdesh consists in having the anoye, in having the anoye in a positive way. But if through Hekdesh you only relieve yourself of pain and you don't have any positive enjoyment, so that's not Menemnaim. Now, of course, we see that in Ovi Surah Noye, so it's also, let's say, to apply it to Tal Makom. So the holy Anoye is, let's say, that the Mako is killed. I mean, that the pain is relieved. So over there, so isn't that the Raya? That even when we don't have any positive enjoyment, but just a relief from pain, that's also Anoye. Of course. So that's where that's in the case. You know, the Anoye only says that if someone is in Yahweh Shoshir and he's called, I mean, my God say, she'll put that because it's not a derech. It's not a derech. But if it had been the derech, he would be higher Malchus also. But the whole effect of this anoye is to be relieved of pain. You understand? So, of course, in a case where he's mishtamish with the Gufa Dovo officer, when he does the maise, where he's mishtamish with the Gufa Dovo, so even if he does not involve any hanoye bechiyu, any positive enjoyment, but just the relief of pain, so that's considered like having a hanoye bechiyu, because he's mishtamish, he takes the chilek of the shiranisko and he puts it upon his roof. So even though the result consists in a negative enjoyment, in the disappearance of the pain, in the termination of the pain, but he is So he enjoyed it. So then, if he derived a positive enjoyment from the shame, he always enjoys it in a positive way, then consider that he had a voice. But if he just is relieved of faith, like this, it's not for the change of any how. So it would be very, very painful. Very, very painful.
Because of the change of the Heichal, so he has no way. So it would be even considered that he has a voice.
So there is a distinction between doing a Maise Hanoye Biyodayim, let's say when you take the chilev of the Sheikh Aniskol and you put it upon your body, so even though the result is only a relief of pain, not a positive enjoyment, but that's considered out of din, that to have Hanoye from the chilev. After all, he is mishtamish in the chilev. But where one is completely passive, he doesn't touch, he doesn't come in contact with the Hekdesh, nothing. He doesn't stand indoors of the, inside the Hekdesh, but he stands far away from the Hekdesh. So then, if the Chol HaPoches, he derives a positive enjoyment of that, then it's considered Hanoi. Mashelinke, if all that he derives from the Shein of the Hekdesh is just a relief from pain of the sun, so then it's not considered even Hanoi. So, Rashi, so it's true that Rashi assumed that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was able to deliver the washing in one of the other streets of Yerushalayim. Because it's not mistaber that no other street in Yerushalayim was capable of accommodating the people. So Yerushalayim had many streets, had many big streets. So he could have delivered the Droshe in one of the remote streets of Yerushalayim that are far, far away from there. But over there, if he had delivered the Droshe in one of the remote streets of Yerushalayim, so it would be impossible. The pain from the burning sun would be intolerant, unbearable. So because of that, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai decided that he would deliver the Droshe near the Heichal. So he did it in order to avoid the pain. And so then Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai decided, now let's say, if you are mechavei, so let's say, if you see, so the shade of the Heichal extended to the place where Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said. Now, if he is not mechavei, so then he would be relieved of pain, but he wouldn't enjoy the shade in a positive way, b'chiyu. Mashenike, if you are mechavei, if you concentrate upon the enjoyment of the shade, then it's not only so, then Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was able to enjoy not only the relief of pain from the burning sun, but he was able to enjoy it b'chiyu. So this is what Rashi did. Umazit v'yodom, and not in any other street of Yerushalayim because there was unbearable pain in sitting in the burning sun of the other streets of Yerushalayim. So that in itself certainly did not involve any sin. Now, that in itself certainly did not involve any sin. But because it was Moyer Sher, it was Voyevshah. It was Voyevshah, why? Because many other streets would have been a great hardship. Would have entailed great pain for everyone who was there. So it was certainly Voyevshah. And suppose he wouldn't be having to enjoy the change of the Eichel, so then it certainly would be Mudah. But the Eichel is back inside there. I'm sitting here anyway. And I'm allowed to sit there anyway because there is no other way. So in Melee, and even though he was mishaving to avoid the sun, but that was not kavone to have anoye. That was kavone to avoid pain. That's not a anoye b'chiyu. When you handle the dvarim seah, let's say, even though the only benefit that you derive is a relief of pain. So I'll be deemed. Even the relief of pain is considered amore dechil, as long as you handle it as something tangible. But in this case, where he didn't handle anything tangible, but the end, the intangible shape extended to the place where he went. So if he divides, if he enjoys it dechil, so then he has anoy. But suppose he wouldn't enjoy it in an affirmative way, in a positive way. He would only be relieved of the pain. So then it's not even considered annoying. It's not even considered annoying. So because of that, so Rabbi Yechiel Zaki decided, since I'm sitting there anyway, and I have to sit there, there's no other way, no other place without pain. Where can we live in Roshay? So I might as well be the having to enjoy the heat. So that's the Raya of Abba. Right. Omar Rok, Midnoa Amina Rok, Muri Noyo Suchi, Ba'aliyaz Beskriti Shakadosh, Shebohem Mishal Shalim Metaumi, Ikei Shalim Yudeinu Ineya Mibeskriti Shakadosh. So there was like an opening in the Aliyah of Beskriti Shakadosh, like an epic in the Aliyah. And from there, they suspended, so sometimes what was necessary. Mundi moi tsukhi ma vie dikela vashi, che bohan ni shaus ze umi dikeli, ze ze neyo neyo dikeli ze vashi. Ve yo oche, lo yefsha bikom khabe, ve yo sha. So they suspended workers in the dikeli. So people have the yosha. So you can aye the boy of share because the Abbe is also. So I think so. It is the Rome are a human and Pazi, no matter the shirt and the lady, we should back a poor and came out of the very Achim and she knew it. Elo Milo also is in Sakadoshi. So that way, so it was now generally speaking, so generally speaking, so it's Muta. Moya Sham coming out. So it should be put there. So it wasn't even necessary to, you know, for the workers who had to fix something, the Kitchen Hadoshi, to go down back steps. Even if they enter the Kitchen Hadoshi in the regular way, because there is no Isha to enter the Kitchen Hadoshi if it's for the purpose of being sacred. But what was the Shaila? While they are in the Kitchen Hadoshi anyway, and that is the Heta, because they have to fix something. So there, so they will enjoy looking at the scenery of the Kiddush HaKadosh. So it's a Raya. So Rabbi is trying to deduce from that it would have been also, because if Lo Yafshia become a Chavim is good there, so then they were able, you know, to stand there in the regular way, not to work in boxes. So that they shouldn't be able to see the Kiddush HaKadosh, the walls of the Kiddush HaKadosh. So the Gemara says, no, there it was because of the Chachamim of Kiddush HaKadosh, so the Chachamim were machmir, that he shouldn't derive beneficial or annoy from the Kiddush HaKadosh, even though generally speaking it is not.
Forty-seven Shir Pesachim.
So, one thing that I said, I mean, in connection with Rav Veya. So, Veya, in Shabbos, Chumash, Rav Veya, Simi Ches. So he says to his Mechavim that there is a fundamental distinction between Mishasi and Shabbos and Mishasi and Shabbos. Mishasi and Shabbos, so we have a special Mishasi and Shabbos. So it's a Koyim and Mishasi. מה שאם כמצא לקרוא את האמורי, זה ריזיקטור מצא, זה קצת החום ברעי של הנהלת, so we learn now from both so that's what we saw happen in my Saberian kitchen in the Rally is from Mitzi Kwan to be there so when the Shem said that the Rulis Bimash is Saberian even though the Saberian was not there in Kwan I know that somebody else is where in Kwan so I believe Bimash was in Misase so why should I be mafri? And certainly it's only, I'm going there, it's only pure of chatos, not, it's not a full of masaleh. So why shall I, if I see somebody is carrying in his pocket many things, and he doesn't know that he's carrying, so then he said, I don't have to be mafri, because he's not doing any avail. Like Machir is a daughter. Machine is called a bully, it's only pure of chatos. Then Rav Zeveya himself says that it's not Iranian Chacham from life. Because just as by Kol Barayot, we say Kusash Kol Barayot Chayim Shechin Emet, and by Kwan he's also Chayim Omi, Tanoye, so Mele is Nene. So since he's Nene, so Mele it's a the Aruch of Kusash doesn't apply by Kwan. But in the Haname, in other Abeiras, where there is no Nene, so then it's up for him. My Sabi, the Rav Zeveya himself says that it's not a Ramon. Now, I said previous to you that what Rav Zeveya says appears very disturbing in connection with the Misasi, according to Rashi and Rambam's first. So I pointed out that from the Rambam in Yilchet Yisurim Priyeh it's Mifuresh that Misasik is a Koyim Maizaveh. The Rambam says how is Yilchet Yisurim Priyeh? Haloche Libay. Ko Abo Alem Nachayet Ki Misasik Abo Kishin Kavnosi Lika Chayet. Vichim Bechayet Lavu Bishmiyet. So Omer Abo Bechayet Lavu Yodati Lobo Kol Menka. Every Misasik is also shaded. So Bishmael, Kabishuri Kohes, where shaded is Chayu Lechatos, we can understand the relevance of that deed, that Misase is, the Chobi Barayas is Chayu, but Chayu Rav and Shmiyas, there is no call. So what difference does it make? Whether yes, whether Nene or not Nene, there is no call anyway. So the Mishnah says, the Rambam means, Lechib Chayu Rav and Shmiyas, so it's Chayu Rashomayim. Why? Because then, what is Michael Shemai? It's my Saber. He's a Chayim. It's my Saber. So the reason is why the Chayim Rav is here, so it's Chayim Shemai, is because he's not. But if he had to be there, he wouldn't be Chayim Shemai. In other words, he wouldn't be my Saber. But according to Rav Zeveya, yeah, if without there, it's only two of Chatos in my Saber and Tim. So it's the foolish man, but not like that. So I said that what Rav Gilad is a machlokes between Rashi and David in the halacha of Misasik, in the kids, in the tzio of Misasik. There is the halacha of that Misasik is part of the goal. So it's halacha in Kol HaTzedek Kol. Except by Kol Barayis, so Shechinen, so it's not even considered Misasik. But in Kol HaTzedek Kol, it is part. So, according to Rashi, it means Misasi because Asher Yechtov Bo, Prato Misasi gets reference to a case where he was describing, let's say, to Shech, this Beimer, which is a famous chum, Mishmi to your day, the old chum, and the Moshech, a famous coach. So, Mary was not describing to the mindset that he did. So, that is Misasi. Masha'im came, if he will, let's say he is having, if he will be having, let's say to the same thing, but he thought it was hope, and then it turned out to be true. So that is not Misak. Taisa says that Misak of Kol HaTzedek Kol has reference to the case
to the king where he thought that this was true, and then he turned and he was shaken. And it turned out that he made a mistake. That he was wrong. That was wrong. But the misasik of Shabbos of the Mashabbat is reference to the kings who were mishaven to one and did the other. So even if he was mishaven to Easter, mishaven to Mechuber Azeh, Vintobash, Mechuber Achira, so he's also Pota by Shabbos. So that's the misasik of Shabbos. But the misasik of Kol HaTorah Kuleh compensates as reference to the kings of mishaven Mechuber Azeh, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. He thought it was Heder, and it turned out to be. So I said that what the Chachmeya says is established in connection with Tetzves Pshat of Misasik. That he was mishaving to the same Maise, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. He thought that it was a behemoth who, and it turned out that it was a famous watching. So he was mishaving to share this behemoth, which objectively was a behemoth project. He thought it was a famous one. So there it's mistaken to say like Australia that it is, he might say that it is a mindset of the door house. But he came with the misasik is Rashi explains it, and the Rambam agrees with Rashi that misasik in Kol HaTorah Kuleh means that he was, that Rambam mentions the name of misasik, that it called Barayas, except that Chol Barayas is Chayav Shechinem. So what kind of example does he mention? He doesn't mention, let's say, a Boal Ha'elbo, and he didn't know that she was an Elbo, because so was she in Shechinem. So in other words, or by Chlovin. So he doesn't mention that he thought that this Chatiche was a Chatiche Shumon, and then it turned out to be Chatiche. But he mentioned the example, Kosovo gave the outlet, and he was mishaving to swallow his own spindle, his own lake, and then it turned out to be Chatiche in the mouth of his mouth. So in other words, that's like Rashid Pshat in Misasik. In Rashi's back in Misasik. So the Misasik, according to Rashi's Pshat, the Rambam's Pshat, so they are in Misasik, and they are not fully of my Misasik. So that's the story. I'm not crazy on that, but I said that even, then I said one more thing, that even according to things in that Pshat, that Misasik means Kosovo or Sheruch, Shemen Vinitsa Shochet. So my Chlovi Barayas is higher than Koshchenen. But let's say by Koshchen Chutz. So then he would be Potter. So I say, so of course that is only Akoye, so it's Mistabea. As Rabbi Leia said, that it's only to a call, but in my Sabir it is. But Hitzvah does not negate the other type of Misati that is Akoye of my Sabir. In other words, Tetzves can also agree. Tetzves can also agree that where he is a misasik mamish, where he is not mishaving to do a maaseh that is a maaseh Yisrael. He was mishaving to do a maaseh that objectively is a maaseh. Let's say mishaving to ishrei behim aschu, v'nishmit yodei v'shocha behim acheret, behim aschotchi. So then, even Jesus can agree that he's no man's avir. True, that the Sakos of the Four has reference to a misasik that he's a man's avir, but the misasik where it was not having to do any mice altogether. So that is a boy. With a small in that boy of man's avir, just as misasik in the mitzvah is not a mice mitzvah. So in misasik, in an avir is not a mice avir. We don't even have to resort to a pot. But he came where Kosovo Shehu, who did not show him conscious. Then he did the Maizakayeret. And he should be with the Chavis also, but they have special to Sakosu. So the Sakosu only tells us that he's put out of the home, but the Maizakayeret. Well, so there is a riot according to the Mashos Pshat, in Texas, in the Fatah, פשטה וליטרליה, to the company. According to the Mashos Pshat, in this way, the letter of this way, Pshat. In other words, so according to the Mashos Pshat, so takes the Sanhedrin, in this way, Pshat, and says that without if there is a possible war, let's say, if the Yeshua, the question is, the Mashos said, according to this way, so the Yeshua doesn't doubt the whole hour of this Sanhedrin combo. Only the murder dash. As the poor Rabbi Sassi. But Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even dash the Aloha of Sassi. Rabbi Yehuda is massive on the Mashal. He says, now we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So that means that the whole Aloha of Sassi is not a little bit, it's only a little bit of murder. So he's clearly on the Mashal. But the Mashal, as if Shah is tasteless, and the Mashal is a good right in tasteless. So according to the Mashos, so Taisa says that, let's say, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no aloha of Nisasek. That Nisasek is brought down. So then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Taisa says, according to Mashos Pshat, so then, the Nisasek is highly called. Not only the Nisasek of Kosovo, Shehidehimas, Echum, Vinimso Shukochi, but even if having the Shrebehimas Hul, Vinishna Shilote, Vishoha Behima Acheres, Behimas Kochi, so he's also Chayim Chavis. So we see that in Tarasvore we do not say it's nothing like that. So this point is not. So then, we have to say, either we have to say like Rambam Kveker, or, as Rambam Kveker himself points out, that the Aleph of Vayim is not a good Raya, because we could say that the business of Vayim, one is the Chuyas, the Marti, the Chavere, from his Vayim, if he finds out that somebody else, another Jew, is wearing it bigger than his Vayim, but the one who is wearing it doesn't know that it's Vayim. So the one who finds it out is the Chuyas, the Marti, because we could say that that's for my Sabira, but over there is Nene, so the law of Misasi doesn't apply. Now, we have to say that even though Mitzalasvore, it would be more mistaber. Mitzalasvore, it would be more mistaber to say that the Misasi, in the according to Jesus Pshat, where he was mishaving to do that mindset, which objectively speaking, is in my sense, except that he was mistaken as to the identity of the baby. So there, it's not a story of the Maisavir, only it's of Chatos, it's very stubborn. But there is a riot from the taste there. There is a riot from the taste there to the company. So the second Teres takes this, that's why he takes a sheet and increases. Increases in Shabbat, all over. That, in other words, two separate halachas. אז יחד בו פרט ומסעסק, הסבר פרספקייס, או נסחבי יחדיכנסו, וקוסובו שהוא היתר, וניצו שהוא איסק. So that's פרט ומסעסק. פרט ומסעסק. מה שאין כי דהלוכה הוא לחס מחשבת, הסבר פרספקייס, קוסוב, נסחבי יחדיכנסו, וחותך, חתיך אחרת. So then, if we can be schabbing in Chuba Zeh, Bechotach, Bechuba Rachet. Let's say, he was be schabbing. There is one, let's say, there is one apple tree and there is one orange tree. So he was be schabbing to pluck out an orange from the orange tree. Nicht mit der Yosei, and instead plucked out an apple. So he was be schabbing in there. But by Shabbos, he's what? Because of Rakhma Shabbat. So it's two separate elements. That's the second parent. That's the second parent. And both has reference where he was having to describe your head. But, Kosovo Shehueta, we need to show it. But that's the second parent. The first parent is, the reason is why we have to resort to a special Zeratakos of Rakhma Shabbat is because to be advised that even in the case where he is Nehere, even the case where he's Nehere, so he's also part of Hashabeth. So if we just had a channel of Zeratakosu of Bo, so then in the case where he's Nehere, Hashabeth is also possible. We can visualize the case of Hashabeth where he's Nehere from the Moloch. So the melee, in such a case, so if we did tell the Kosovo from Lakh Machares, he would be hype just as Bahwan Bagayas is higher than them. But because of the Kosovo of Lakh Machares, so he's gone. Now, and tasteless does not, in the first motion, tasteless is not critical of the second motion. He just took the wood. So in other words, tasteless in the first motion agrees with the disorder that tasteless mentions in the second era. Then the Zerzakos of Bo has reference to a case where he was describing to the same Chatiche. But he thought that it was a Chatiche of Heter, and it turned out that he made a mistake in the Chatiche of Heter. So the question is, if it is true that in connection with the Misafik he called the Beis Mishab, where he was describing to that Chatiche, but he was mistaken as to his identity. So then, it is, as Hamdriya said, so it is a nice avail, but it's only to have cotton. So why doesn't Texas give a very simple tariff? The reason as to why we have to resort to a special post-politic of Dr. Marshall is to be invited, it's no avail. So if we just had the Zerzakos of Vashayah, the book, so a nice avail it would be part of Hatos. But if somebody would find another person, let's say, that injecting a behemoth coaching, And that person who shafted the famous coaching is mistaken as to the identity of the Meile. And he thinks that the Meile is whom? So the Meile is going to be Matvish. So by Shabbos, if we think that the Sakosu, by Shabbos, the Sakosu from Lach Machshavet, so if one Jew would see that another Jew is carrying a Shabbos, but the one who is carrying doesn't know that he's carrying. So we have to be mafish. Now the Torah tells us that it's machshavet. So it's not the way to be mafish. Why does it take this place to give that diet? So obviously, tasteless assumes that even without the Gertakos of Mulach is machshavet, just the Gertakos of Bo, actually you have the Bo, it's a Kod. Not like a player. So then the Kashe arises. So then the Kashe arises against the how the Gemore of Amitik might be the state, so we have to see it from Greya, because over there is Nene. And we see that wherever one is Nene, so he's not exactly. Tetzes applies it even like Abishabes. So if, let's say, a person will behave there, will do a Loch in Shabbos, and that Loch will involve the Amnoye, we will follow back for you. So Mele killed the Chai. For example, now, the Gemara says, the Tzvi says, Yishir Lachil Acha, and he's Chai, Metech HaToyim. And the word that I is in meeting Shabbos. So in other words, if you in the day have a candy in your mouth and you go to the Mishas Rabin and you eat the candy, let's say, as you walk in the Mishas Rabin, now that is, so you are hired because the Bria, that's the Amor. That's the Amor. So suppose the person will have a candy in his mouth and he's so accustomed to chew candy in his mouth that he is a misasik. He wasn't even aware. He is a misasik. So, and you walk in the Mishas Rabbi, so the halacha is, because of the Tzivos HaKosov, of Lechas Machsheves, so he will be potter. But if not for the Tzivos HaKosov, Lechas Machsheves, just, if we just have the Tzivos HaKosov, Mashiach, the ball, he will be high. But the Maisabel of Mitzvah does not consist of that noise. The answer is, takes his hold, and I don't think that there is any relation to Israel Kapitze, that the aloche of Amisafi Bechor Barayes is Chayev Shechenele, so it's not because the Hanoye is an essential ingredient for the Masavir. No, by Chor Barayes, the Hanoye is not an essential ingredient for the Masavir. There is Hanoye, but a tool, Shalek Derech Achroz on his potter. So it's not because Hanoye is an essential ingredient in Israel. If Shalek Derech Achroz also, it's not a Chiyuet. But not that the Hanoi is the essential ingredient of the Achilles, of the Vaisaveh, the Vaisaveh. But still, he's hired. Why? Because the Mitzias is Hanoi. So as long as the Mitzias is Hanoi, he's not to be something. So maybe he would have a Shabbat. If the case where he's married. So he should be hired if we didn't have a special Tosakosu of the Lechet, of the Lechet. So this is what I'm trying to rectify. I mean, because I said that even according to this, so first of all, two things. First of all, I said that we got in connection with the misasik of Tesis Chab. So it's mistabilized from Israel. That it's only a picture of Kobe, it's not a part of the Manzabir. So we see that from the Tesis in Sanhedrin and the Tesis in Shabbat, the same. So we see the thesis in Shabbos, so that it's not like that. Now, thesis in Shabbos is Dafan Gimel. Is Dafan Gimel almost the Dafan Gimel Dal. So we see that even that the Tesis holds that even the Misasi was mishaven to the same Chabad. So it's according to my Tavir. Because the Tesis should have been that it's not according to my Tavir. So Tesis could then serve the Kashi. Why do we need a special posse of Lechet Machsheves to be advised that it's not in my Tavir? So Tesis does not give that Eretz. The answer is, so it's a Raya that Tesis holds. That even the misasik of Hashemiach the Bob, where he was mishabit the same chatiche, so he's not calling Mesavet. And then the other thing that I said, that he assuming that the misasik of Hashemiach the Bob is not according to Mesavet, it's only a tour of Kom, but the one who is the real misasik, who is not mishabit him to the Mesavet. To Yechtich of Israel. Well, it is having Yechtich of Israel, so it's a rasvor, it's a kolim ha-Israel. And I mentioned just the Dalochet ha-Bishchite, just the Kavitvile ha-Bishchite, so the book is not Yechtich to him. So we see from this text, it's not. According to Mashos Pshah, in Tetzis, in Sanhedrin, and in Tetzis, in Shabbos, so Tetzis is saying that, number one, that Rabbi Yeshua is chilek on the whole Dalochet of Yechtich ha-Shiach to him. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, so every misasik is highly called. Even the misasik was not mishabing to Yechtich of Yisrael, was mishabing to Yechtich of Yisrael. So according to Mashos Pshat, so this is the same idea, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who does now the Aloche of Hashayach, the Bob Rafu Misasik, is really kind of a leather. So in many ways, if someone will be mishabing to Shech to Behemah, who, Nishmet Yodin, Shech, in the Hebrew scotching, so the Chayyim. So we see that it's a story. It's not moving on my salary. So there is a distinction between Maitre Mitzvah and Maitre Mitzvah. Maitre Mitzvah is something that's more. If he's misake, so he's not a Maitre Mitzvah if he's misake. If he doesn't know that he's doing a Maitre Mitzvah. So it's not a Maitre Mitzvah. But Maitre Mitzvah, it can be Maitre Mitzvah even though he doesn't know anything about it. And he knows he was not misake. Except if we have a difference. That we need. All right. Now, I just want to, in connection with Rashi increases, is very difficult. Shimon Kopetes raises that question in Rashi. Now, if you take it, you know what I mean, that the Mishnah increases and the more is together. That after this, in Chilite, so there's a very big Mishnah, a very long Mishnah. He was Lisa Zono, Yoha Lechem Nenim Yiriya, Yidim Yoha. Ish to Yidu Vachim Yidim 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 Yidim. Shoker Bachat Nen Begiriya Yidim Yishoha. Shabbat Yidim 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 that he did an Aveir. And at the time when he did Aveir, he knew that was being an Aveir. But he doesn't know which Aveir he did. Whether he was either the Aveir or Achitei or Kualishini, or Kualishini. Whether he was in Chilev or was in Mesa. Whether he was in the Moche and Shabbat or he did the Moche and the Kippurim. But his Shabbat and the Kippurim was on each other. He doesn't know on which day he did the Melach. So the Yeshua says that he is potter of the house. So according to Yeshua, he is potter of both, of the Moshe Tolu and of the house. Of the Moshe Tolu, he is potter because he knows too much. Where is the Rechiv of Moshe Tolu if he doesn't know whether he is Chayyad or not? So then he has to bring the Moshe Tolu. Mashiachim here, he knows he was either Rabbi of God and Moshe. He doesn't know whether he's Mohan Shabbat or he's Mohan Kim, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know whether he's Chayyad or he's Mesha. For each of them is Rabbi of God. So the Melee is the Chaya to bring the Moshe Tov. And the Chatos is not the Chayyad. He's not the Chayyad. Well, how does Rabbi Shua know that our head is certainly not based upon his father? So he tells him that from Ashayach the Bo, so in other words, only when he did it, Bishat HaPoes Kof, he knows which Aveira he was in there. But if Bishat HaPoes Kof, when he wants to bring the Kof, he doesn't know whether he's Chilev or Nisea, whether it's Boa Mishnido, or Boa Chesed, whether he did Lohan Shabbos or Anim Tipurim, so there is no Hakos. If Bishat HaPoes Kof, so the idea is lacking as to the nature of the Aveira. So this is the mission. The Blazer is the Chayyad Chatos. So then Gemara says, what does Rabbi Lezer do with Ashayach the Bo? So Rabbi Lezer darshins from Ashayach the Bo, he darshins Prato Nisa. Now the question is that's the machlokes between the Mashor and Rabbi Yehuda in connection with the Sheet of Faith. So Rav Lezer certainly darshins from Ashayach the Bo, Prat Misasi. Rav Yishua certainly darshins from Ashayach the Bo, that he has to know the nature of the Aveira, Bishat HaVor Eskom. And if he doesn't know the nature of the Aveira, Bishat HaVor Eskom, so he cannot bring a heart. The question is, does Rav Yishua darshin both Alochem from Ashayach the Bo? Both Alochem. Whereas Rav Lezer darshins only one Alochem, Ashayach the Bo, Prat Misasi. So Rabbi Yishua darshins both Alochem. One Aloche Ashayach the Bo, Prat Misasi. Another Aloche is Ashayida. They is a Chet Chot. Bishat HaVor Eskom. Both Alochem. Or Rabbi Yishua, he darshins for Ashayach the Bo, Ashayida, they is a Chet Chot of Bishat HaVor Eskom. So he doesn't give darshin Ashayach the Bo, Prat Misasi. So according to Mashot, Pshat Teis, the Kodesh Pashos Pshat Teis, Sanhedrin, and Mishabes, So it takes a sheet of yin that the Mishra didn't know what the halacha she has to come from. So a kriya is masik on that. So the boy, and we pass the life of Yeshua. So the male, that means that Nisasik is not potter. He's not potter of any kofim, and the Gemara mentioned several times, HaMisasik the Chodim HaRai is Chayev Shechim Ha'ele. But I'll give you a that we pass the life of Yeshua. Why do we have to make resort to Shechim Ha'ele? So Shechim Ha'ele, we have to resort only a little leather, but not a little Yeshua. That's Rav Yehuda, that's all. Now, in Rashi, there is this here, so that this is Yom-Tem, and Chizet, there is the Biyot, he says, and that Mishneh mentions the Stira in between two Rashi. Rashi, the Mishneh, that he says on the hour. So he says in so many words that the Yeshua Dalsh was both of them for Mashiach the Bo. What Aloche that the Yeshua Dalsh was for Mashiach the Bo is the Aloche that the Achyeda Beizech et Chotom. But if he doesn't know whether Chilev or Hal or Nezer or Hal or Baal Ishtirido or Baal Achisei some Melee were Otom Loch of Ishabes or Otom Loch of Makipuri Bishat HaKol is Kofi, he likes that idea. So he is Otom of Hathos and he also does Kvadronisa. This is the Rashi of the Mishnah. Then there is a very strange Rashi right after the Mishnah that he tells him down. At the bottom of the Tanya Omer Abba, Monash. In other words, the Lord there addressed himself to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that if he doesn't know when Achille will come, or Nisa will come, so he's what they will be called. So the Lord says to Rabbi Yeshua, Monash, Yechille will come, and Nisa will come. He is to be the ball of Chaye, Yechis the ball of Chaye, he be Shabbos the ball of Chaye, he be the ball of Chaye. Omer Abba, Rabbi Yeshua, Hagen you wait me, Rasha Chodah. Actually, what are the other ones? There, how do I talk to play? We will be able to say, what do we say? We say, 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 we I wish Karas go, kids, I'm like, here's a total attack. So this explains it. So the Lord of Mishkaras was how lack was a total. In other words, he had a certain vegetative. And the person thought that he was total, he was already fucked out from the ground. So he was discovering to come. He thought it was already fucked out from the ground. He was coming to be taken. And then it turned out that it is Mechut. There's Mechut. So that's not the same thing. This is how they, that's basically what they say, and this is how they explain it differently. The Rashi explains it differently, and it appears, as the Mechut HaShas mentions in the name of Birkas HaZevah, that Rashi has different views. Actually, it's Mucha from Rashi to Rashi in different views. So Rashi's views were the following. Rabbi said, "I go my own way. We go the path of Misa. Misa is the man. He the one who carries Chayev. He the one who carries Chayev. Shereinet. So the path means that is good. He the one who carries Chayev. Shereinet. Elo. So the more steps he is. Elo Misa is the Shabbos part. So that's already the more steps. Tell. According to the text, Misa is the Shabbos that's part of the cash. And then the text of the more." The Rabbi Mishkachas was in here in the Teretz in the Rabbi. According to Rashi, he the Rabbi Rai is Chai Shechel. Elo, more Teretz is. Elo, Misasi, Shabbos, Potea. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Hamisasi, Rabbi Rai is Chai Shechel. Hamisasi, Shabbos, Potea. My time is left in my throat. Now let's see the Rashi there, in the morning. So Rashi says, Mishbolei, Rafi Misasi, the Mishabi, the two Bosa Acher. So in other words, not as Rashi explains, Rashi Yaakov of Chatur Misasi, that he was mischabing to the same Chatur. But mischabing to Zubot Acher, as that's the Misasi of Chatur. Vini Kashi, Vini Kedir, Rav Reza, Vini Rav Nachman, Hai Bo, the Tosh, Rav Reza, Chatur Misasi, Vini Zorich, Vini Lechus Vashem, Vini Maise, Rav Nachman, Vini Lechus Vashem. So Rashi, the same Kashi, the Tetsa says, Misasi, 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 Misasi